Hello, my name is Ken Kirkland. I am the Creative Communications Director here, and I am also an eBay Certified Consultant. And I would like to welcome you to this workshop entitled Hogging the Spotlight for Your eBay Auction. Now, I need to remind you that you should have downloaded the worksheet and printed it out with your pen ready. This workshop will be much more beneficial to you if you're taking notes. The research tool that we will be using today will be none other than Deep Analysis, the premier research tool for researching closed auction data on eBay. Much of what we're going to talk about today will be a continuation of the previous workshop, eBay Treasure Hunting, or Deciding What to Sell. It's somewhat of a prerequisite to this workshop, so if you haven't participated in that one yet, you may want to do that first before continuing with this one. Like many sellers on eBay, you want to make the very most of your auctions. That is why you are listening to this workshop today. Because after we're done, you are going to know how to get your auctions visited by more potential buyers. Because it doesn't matter how good your product is, if they can't find it. To illustrate this, let's pretend that you've decided to go into business for yourself to sell the world's finest widgets. Before you spend your money on the product, you decide to do some meaningful market research. Then you find out that there is a huge market for your item. Everyone wants to buy your widgets. Well, now you can buy tons of widgets with confidence, because you know that they're going to sell. So you decide to open up shop. And you figure that your garage is as good a place as any to house and sell your product. You set up a table, a cash register, a few chairs. You even set up a sign on the door. Get the world's finest widgets here. You are very excited. You sit down and wait for the customers to start rolling in. After a few days, you notice that you're not getting any customers. How can that be? I mean, you did the research. You know that people want to buy your product. Why are you not selling anything? The answer is simple. It doesn't matter how good your product is if no one knows how to get it. This happens to people on eBay all the time. Even those who do market research. They know their product will sell, but they just can't get found. If your auction is not hogging the spotlight, you're just left in the dark. And my objective today is to show you how to make your auctions more visible to buyers through your auction title, the category your auction is placed in, and knowing which eBay listing features to use for your auction. To illustrate this, I'm going to pick a product that I intend to sell on eBay. We're going to sell a 100 megabyte external zip drive. This is a device used for storing computer data onto a disk. I've already done some preliminary research in Deep Analysis. The keywords I chose to do my initial search were external, 100 MB for megabyte, zip, and drive. I then narrowed my research results to match our criteria. For instance, since this is a used piece of hardware, I removed the word sealed. Also, since I'm not including any disks with my drive, I removed the word disks. I also eliminated any auctions that would skew our results. So, in my search results, I found a few people selling a lot of zip drives in one auction. Well, these don't apply, so they were removed. I also analyzed the data in the executive summary to find the best likelihood of selling and of giving us the best price. Now, remember, again, all of these techniques were discussed in detail in our treasure hunting workshop previous to this one. Okay, with this preparation in place, we're ready to make sure our auction gets more attention and hogs the spotlight. Now let me explain how people look for products on eBay. This will help us understand why we're looking at keywords, categories, and eBay features. eBay shoppers find auctions to bid on by entering specific words in the eBay search field. These words are called keywords, and when the keywords are entered, eBay returns auctions with those keywords in their titles. So we're going to use the research to figure out which words we should include in our auction title to get the best results. Secondly, shoppers will also search categories, where they think they will find what they're looking for. So we're going to discover which category has the best success rate and the best selling price for our zip drive. Lastly, once shoppers get a list of products they're looking for, eBay listing features, such as bold or highlight, can help draw their attention to specific auctions on the list. The features that work best are different for every category and every product, and we'll use Deep Analysis to decide which features will benefit our auction. Alright, it's time for a quiz. On your worksheet, under item number 1, write down the 3 areas we are going to cover today that will get our auction hogging the spotlight. The three areas we're going to talk about are our auction title, the category our item is placed in, and using the right eBay listing features. First, how do you know your auction title is going to bring you buyers? Well, the answer is you don't. Not without deep analysis, anyway. Remember, one of the first things buyers will do to find a product is by entering in keywords into eBay. That means that our auction title had better be good. Let's go into deep analysis now. As I mentioned earlier, I have already done my preliminary research on my product. Now we're going to go into deep analysis and click the Keywords tab. The first image on your worksheet illustrates what this looks like. I have sorted the data by number of auctions by clicking that column title twice to get the most frequent keywords on top. Then I drag the success rate and the selling price columns next to it. This is done by clicking and holding on the column header and moving the mouse over to the area you want the column to go to. This will help us decide on the words we want to use. We can see that this list includes the keywords that I used to do my search, as well as many others that Deep Analysis found in all the applicable auction titles. The four keywords I used to do my initial search are all at the top: external, 100 MB, zip, and drive. Now this was to be expected, since we're looking at auctions that require those keywords. You'll notice that we're only looking at the top 20 most used keywords. Well, that's because I want to base our decision on meaningful data. Finding a keyword that got a 100% success rate and was only used in one auction title doesn't really tell us much. Narrowing the results to words that were used more frequently tells us much more about how good the words are. Looking at our top four words again, the ones that I used to do my search, we see that they display our averages. You'll notice that the average success rate is 51.23%, and the ASP, the average sales price, is $10.94. Our purpose now is to find keywords that will increase the success of our auction. We want to find keywords that show an increase in either the success rate or the sales price. Get your pen out now and circle all of the auction success rates that are greater than 51.94%. Great. Now circle the ASPs, or the average sales prices, that are higher than $10.94. This will show us which keywords are getting more traffic. We're also seeing which ones make the most money, and this information is extremely valuable in writing a winning auction title. Let's analyze the data now. The first new keyword on the list, word number 5, is iOmega. It was included in 148 auctions, so that's a good number of auctions. This keyword happens to be the name of the manufacturer of zip drives, and it seems that including this word increases our auction success rate and our ASP just slightly. Let's add this word to our worksheet table under section 2A. The next most used word, word number 6, is 100. Now we have already included this word already in our search, right next to the word MB, with no spaces, and you can see it on line number 3. Well, looking at the word 100 by itself, our auction success rate seems to go down, but the ASP goes up by $4. And the word MB, on line number 12, by itself, shows a considerable increase in both. Well, make sure you write both of these down on your worksheet. Other keywords to write down are SCSI, this describes the type of cord that comes with the drive, ZIP 100, and DISC. Well, now the word DISC is interesting as well. You'll recall I removed the word DISCs, the plural form, from my initial search. It would seem that if I included a DISC with my drive and made sure that that keyword was in my title, I can expect a jump in my success rate and ASP. Perhaps I'll throw in a DISC after all. Let's get that word on our list, too. The word new has some good numbers, also, but the one I'm selling is a little older, so I don't want to include that word by itself. Just because the numbers look good doesn't mean that you should always use the word. You need to look at the practical application as well. The word power has some good numbers, too, but what is it in reference to? It may have been next to another word, like cord or something, but we really don't know. So let's leave this one out. The word PC also looks like a good word to use. Since my zip drive is compatible with a PC computer, it's safe to include. The overall theme in choosing keywords is analyze the data, then make an educated decision. Remember, we can't just go by the numbers, we have to use our heads. Now that we've done the research, let's write our winning auction title. On your worksheet, under Section 2B, include the words from our initial search and the keywords from the table above. We also want to keep in mind that eBay limits the length of auction titles to 55 characters. Well, the title you may have ended up with is iOmega 100 MB External Zip Drive Zip 100 SESI 100 MB with disk for PC. This is an auction title that will take the spotlight. Why? Because we've included the keywords that show an increase in the success rate. That means that we are showing up in more search results for people who are looking for my product. Some of these keywords show an increase in the final price as well. And the more money we can make on this auction, the better. All right, time for another quiz. On your worksheet under item number 3, describe how to set up the data in the Deep Analysis Keywords tab to easily find successful auction title keywords. Remember, we sorted the data by number of auctions. Then, we dragged the success rate and the selling price columns next to it. This setup allows us to easily spot which keywords give us the most success. Now that we've discovered the best title for our auction, let's discover the best category for our title. Now, we want to do this because another way possible customers will search for product on eBay is by looking in specific product categories. Now, there are hundreds of eBay categories, and if your item is in the wrong category, meaning a category that no one will look to find your item, you take the risk of not getting any bids. So let's find the right one. To find out what category our item belongs in, we need to look at some different data. We're also going to utilize two of the most amazing and unique features in Deep Analysis. They are the ability to group columns and remove specific auctions. Using the same research results, we'll click on the Auctions tab. Under this tab, we can see all of the auctions that were included in our search. Now, since we're currently only interested in product categories, we need to group all of the auctions by the eBay category they were listed in. Now, to do this, find the column that says Category 1. Then drag and drop it up into the dark gray area above the columns. You do this by clicking and holding the mouse button on the Category 1 column. Then you drag your mouse up until the column title appears in that dark area above it. Then you let go of your mouse button. Instantly, all of the auctions are grouped by the eBay category that they were listed in. And you can expand these groupings and see the auctions that were included in them by clicking the plus sign next to each grouping. You can see what I'm describing in image number 3, provided in your worksheet. Now the data is ready for us to be able to take a first look at the success factors for each category, so you can more closely analyze the categories that will be best for us. Looking at the data, we can see that our item has been listed under 10 different categories. The first thing we want to do is determine which ones would be worth listing our item in. Basically, we want to know the success rates of each category. We can see that we can rule out quite a few categories at first glance. Many of them have only a few items listed in them, and most of those categories didn't get many sales. These auction categories are not very successful. Two of these categories look interesting, though. Category number 116251 has about 5 auctions in it, with only one not closing in a sale. Now, it's not a lot of auctions, but it's worth looking at. Another category worth looking at is 51077. You can see in image number 3 on your worksheet that this category is not collapsed, and we cannot see how many auctions are listed under it. Well, that's because it contains about 150 auctions, and I couldn't make a screenshot big enough for you to see that on your worksheet. So since most of our auctions are listed there, and the data shows that a lot of the auctions closed, it looks like a good category. So since most of our auctions are listed there, and the data shows that a lot of the auctions closed, it looks like a good category. So, we want to know what the success rates for these categories are. Well, let's look at category number 116251 first and see what the numbers are. To do this, we need to remove all of the other auctions from the list and recalculate the data. We do this by holding the control key on the keyboard and clicking all of the auction numbers that we want removed from the data. If you want to select a whole group of auctions, you can also click on an auction number at the top of a list, hold the shift key on your keyboard, then click an auction title at the bottom of the list. This will highlight every auction number in between. Once all of the auctions that you want removed are highlighted, you need to right-click on one of the auction numbers. In the flyout menu that appears, you want to click on Uncheck Selected. Now the only auctions that are checked are the ones in category 116251. This is illustrated in image number 4 on your worksheet. Then we click on the Filter Report button. You can see that button on the top right-hand corner of the screenshot on your worksheet. The data will be instantly recalculated for the checked auctions. Once it's done calculating the data, it jumps to the Findings tab, where we can see what the auction success rate is for this category. Looking at image number 5 on your worksheet, we can see that the ASP and the ASR are higher than our average. Write these numbers down in Table A on the next page. Now we need to look at the data for category 51077 for comparison. We do this by returning to the Auctions tab and repeating all of the filtering steps we took to get the success rates for our first category. You can see these results on image number 6 on your worksheet. Record this data as well in the table provided on the next page. Now that we have the data documented, we need to get the titles for these auction numbers. Now we can do this easily. First, make sure you're still back at the Auctions tab. Then, we need to click on one of the auction names listed in the category that we want to know the name of. Once you do this, a browser window will pop up, showing you the closed auction, with the category name at the top. Both category names are shown in images 7 and 8 under item B. Now that we have our data and the auction names, let's decide which category we should put this item in. Category 51077 was the most populated category, with about 150 auctions and a 50% success rate. Although, I can't tell why this category is so popular, because it's named Other. Well, that doesn't really describe what our product is. Category 116251 is far less populated, but it boasts an 80% success rate. The category it's in is actually more accurate as well, titled 100 megabyte or less. This category is also appealing to me because it's not as saturated. My item won't have as much competition here, which is a good thing for me. I think I'll list my item in category 116251. Alright, time for another quiz. On your worksheet under item number 5, describe why we only considered 2 of the possible 10 categories. What was wrong with the other 8? Well, the other 8 had a very small number of items in them, and most of them didn't sell. This means that they have a much lower success rate. Alright, one more thing to go. We know the right keywords to use in our title, and we've chosen a category that we think will be more effective. All we need to do now is decide which eBay features to use. Now, many people will say that they know what listing features work best on eBay for every product. Well, using deep analysis, we've discovered that every product performs differently on eBay, and some eBay listing features are more effective for some products than they are for others. Well, let's find out which features will attract more attention for our auction. First off, we want to make sure all of our auctions under the Auctions tab are checked again, and the report has been filtered, including all of these auctions. Then go to the Reports tab. This is where you can find the report on how different eBay listing features performed for this product. Now, on the eBay listing features report, we compare different success rates against the average success rate on the executive summary. Now, this is how we determine which features will help attract more attention to our auction, and you can see this information on images 9 and 10 on your worksheet. Look at image number 9, the executive summary report. Write the average sales price and the auction success rate on line 6A and 6B on your worksheet. These are the numbers we're going to use to compare against. Let's look at the feature analysis report. It looks like a lot of auctions were listed with a gallery picture. The auction success rate of these auctions is also 13% higher than the average. Using this feature also boosted the sales price. Make sure you write gallery picture under section C and D. We can also see that the bold feature shows a 100% success rate while lowering the average price. Now, this feature was only used in two auctions, so these numbers don't tell us much. Remember, we only want to trust meaningful data. But what it does show us is that since almost none of the auctions are using bold, there's a chance that using it will make our auction more noticeable. I think I'll go ahead and use it. The cost will be worth it to me if I get more people looking at my auction. You'll notice that at this point in my decision-making process, I'm just making a judgment call. I mean, the data can give us a lot of insight as to what we should do, but we always have to use our heads and make an educated decision. So under item E on your worksheet, write down the two features we decided to use, gallery picture and bold. Fantastic. Now we are ready to list this item in a way that will hog the spotlight and get more attention on eBay. Let's review how we did it using deep analysis. With our auction title, we looked at the keywords that have been used in other auctions that were more successful and added them to our title. When picking our auction category, we separated all of the auctions by the category they were listed in and found which ones were more successful and made the most sense. Then we looked at the feature analysis report to determine which features we should or shouldn't use. When you know how to use the right tools and get the right data, you can create an auction that is more successful and more profitable than the rest. I strongly encourage you to go through this workshop again with your own products using deep analysis. You can also get some excellent tips reading the seller's guide, and that will help you with even more research concepts. Well, I hope this workshop has been informative and enlightening for you. I'm Ken Kirkland. Thanks for listening.